We've got the legalese. Daryl Ryder has read through an over 200-page document as the stadium saga continues. And Daryl joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, what is? How many pages is this document?
264, including the supporting exhibits.
And you've read 264 pages of legal documents and the supporting exhibits, or just the legal documents?
It's all together. The lawsuit itself was about 20 pages. So
okay, so you've read...
They put a lot of stuff in it.
So what have you... So you read the whole thing, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, I am of the opinion that I've never believed that the city officials have ever really wanted the Cleveland Browns along the lakefront, that they've wanted to use this for... apartments, for infrastructure, for business, for a lot of different reasons, for a lot of years. This was their opportunity, but I don't believe that Justin Bibb wants to be the mayor of Cleveland forever, and I don't think that he wants somebody to run against him and use that, hey, this is the guy who let the Browns leave Cleveland. So they have to go out there and put up a fight, even though I don't believe that he wants them in downtown Cleveland. Now, that's my belief. That's my personal belief. Lima brought up, he's like, I don't know why we need to draw a side here, but that's an interesting point. How are you seeing it, Daryl? Because you have been right in the nitty-gritty with all this stuff with the stadium.
Well, I wrote this week that I think that this is all about affecting a settlement. And because the Modell Law basically says that there's two ways to comply. One, you get the city's permission. Two, the city is allowed to find new ownership for the team. Well, the Haslams are not selling the Cleveland Browns. So the only other way to comply is to get Cleveland's permission. And let's be honest about it. The only way Cleveland is going to give permission is if the Haslams find their checkbook and they write a a big check with a lot of zeros on it. And I think that that's what this is about. It's a leverage ploy by the city. You've got the Ohio Attorney General who has called for the suit that the Browns filed in federal court to be thrown out. They feel that it's a state matter and not one for the federal court to rule on. The Browns argue that. You can't force them to sign a new lease after they've already fulfilled the terms of the existing lease, then there's no more taxpayer money that's committed to the building. So that's what this, for me, Ken, comes down to, that the city of Cleveland is trying to effect a settlement to get some money, not only to tear down the existing stadium, but also to get some get some money in the pockets to begin the process of replacing that stadium with things like you were talking about, shops and apartments and condos and things like that.
Daryl, has the team seemed amenable, I should just say the Haslams, have they seemed amenable to helping, join in on the cost of tearing down the stadium, making the city whole, given all the public money that has gone their way to help with the stadium since they've had ownership?
Well, I think originally when they spoke in September, but because the city has taken the tack that they've taken, I don't know if I'm the Browns right now how amenable to anything the city requests I would be. But then again, I admit I can be spiteful. So, if you're taking me to court, I don't think I'm going to be all that.
Well, the reason I ask, yeah, I understand that, Daryl. Obviously, this has gotten spicier as we've gone on, as they often do. Look at what's happening in Chicago right now. Kind of a similar situation in many ways, where it's getting bogged down in legal battles. And yeah. I guess what I'm wondering is, in the end, like, we keep mentioning the city, but what do the Browns, what do the Haslams owe the community? What do they owe to the taxpayers? Obviously, Brook Park is still in Cuyahoga County. So that part of it doesn't change. But what do they owe this region? Is it just, hey, we're going to keep your football team in the region? Is that what they owe them? I mean, obviously, taxpayers have been on the hook for a lot of money. The Haslams have also spent a lot of money of their own money, their own money to help with renovations and stuff like that, and some of the some of the ways that stadium has looked and game day experience. So in the end, you know, the city will say we're doing this for the taxpayers. We can debate forever whether or not that's in good faith. But what about us? What about all of the Browns fans in the region and those especially living in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County?
Well, I mean, when you're talking about what do they owe the region, what they owe the region is a product that's worthy of your time and attention. That's what they owe you. But from a legal standpoint, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and that's why I'm struggling with this whole invocation of the Modell Law, because I kind of think that the spirit of that is keeping the team in the market. And they're literally going 13 miles from downtown Cleveland or whatever it is. It's not far. It's, you know, 5 minutes from where I live. Right across the street is the airport. Right across the street is the city limits and whatnot. So, and they're asking for substantial taxpayer support for the new dome as well. But they will have fulfilled the terms of that lease. You know, one of the charges that the city of Cleveland filed against them in that lawsuit was breach of contract. And the breach of contract was not following local laws and ordinances, which is stipulated in the original lease back in 1996. And the ordinance is the Modell Law. So they sued them twice for the Modell Law, basically. Two of the counts were tied to that. And then the city wants injunctive relief. They want the court to block the move to Brick Park. They want to block any potential funding the Browns may gather for the dome. They want that blocked. They want money from the Browns in damages. Plus, they'd like money to cover their legal fees too. I don't know. After, you know, reading over through this thing, talking to people about this, I think the Modell Law is very gray. You can make it say and read the way you want it in some respects. It's not overly specific about some things. But because I asked the city point blank, you know, how can you force a team that has fulfilled a lease to sign another lease? And the response I got back, and I posted it on X, I put it in my article, was, well, we're not forcing them to sign another lease. We're forcing them to comply with the law. Well, again, it goes back to earlier in the conversation. The only way for the Browns to comply is for them to sign a new lease. They sell the team, or they get the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
City's permission by writing a big fat check. And again, it all leads to signing a big check. And I got to be honest with you, one of the things that I found interesting in the lawsuit, exhibits that were filed, you know, they put the original lease in there, they attached, the addendums to it and things like that. The recent correspondence between the team and the city, but they also put Cleveland's economics in there. And the city is claiming that losing the Browns is going to cost them $30 million a year in economic output. It's going to cost approximately $11 million a year in taxes, income tax, etc. The city's putting up $1.3 million a year in a property tax. They're also paying for insurance on that building. And if you remember in August when the mayor gave the Browns the offer he knew they were going to refuse, one of the things he asked for is, don't pay us the $250,000 rent anymore. Go ahead and pay our property tax and our insurance for us, and then we'll be good, and you can be in there, quote unquote, rent free. It feels like they're going in circles. But you know, from my standpoint, what the Browns owe the community, you fulfill the terms of the lease that you signed wherever you play, which they're doing, and then also to you put a product out there that's worthy of folks' time and attention. And I will say, for 22 of the 24 years, that's not been, or 26 years, I should say, that's not really been the case. The Browns have not put a good product out there on the field.
So, Daryl, you read the 264-page document, right?
Yeah.
Then how the hell can you tell me on Monday that you know about this quarterback class and that the Browns should trade down and not take any of these guys when you've been reading over legal documents? 264 damn pages, Daryl. And remember, you said, well, I've been watching these guys a couple of months ago. I mean, come on, Daryl. I've been sitting on that for four days waiting to throw that in your face.
It's called multitasking, Ken.
Oh, my ass. It's called multitasking. Are you reading over legalese? You're over there being Aaron Brockovich. I'm trying to find a quarterback for this football team because I think they're going to get this all figured out and we're moving on.
Just see Daryl going door to
door. Listen, I hope you're right, Ken. I don't think they are, but I hope you're right.
I do think this, though, let me tell you this.
I sincerely hope you're right. Fans deserve it. The players deserve it. I hope you're right.
What I want you to find, well, yeah, fans deserve it, obviously. I don't know about any of the players or anybody else, but the fans certainly deserve it. Let me tell you this. I do, Daryl. I'm telling you, you know they're going to take a quarterback. I want sometime by the end of this month, you to have a guy you like and you to say it on this show. Now, you don't need to be in the top two. Don't need to be Shador Sanders or Cam Ward. It could be any one of the other guys, okay? I want you to find that guy. Because
my worst fear is that they reach. My worst fear is that Andrew Berry makes an impulsive decision trying to save his job. And when you do things like that, it's how you end up in situations that you currently yourself in.
That's true.
That's my biggest concern. And just based on what I've read from the folks that live and breathe college football about this quarterback class, they're not all that impressed.
The Kurt Benkert loves Cam Ward. I just don't know if we're going to be able to get Cam Ward.
But I think Cam Ward's going to go number one. I think he'll be the number one pick in the draft. I hope Deion Sanders ends up in Dallas. And the Cowboys can give the Browns all the draft picks for Shador Sanders and let him go to Dallas.
Would you take Dak Prescott back as part of a package? Part of a package, straight up.
The deal can't happen because of salary cap stuff.
Jack Duffin wrote, he said it can. They've got to do a lot of different things. He wrote back
Cowboys,
to me.
The Cowboys.
How the hell with the Cowboys?
It's very difficult for the Cowboys to do it because of the cap implications.
Well, then we can't make a deal. I need a quarterback right now.
I
need somebody that can help me out right now before I'm going to trade down. So let me tell you this.
Hey, Ken, I've watched the team too. I'm very well aware of what the need is.
I didn't know if you just were going over things like a few good men or you were watching the Browns here. Over the last month, maybe I wouldn't have blamed you, right? Anyway, Daryl, let me throw this at you. We had Jason on at 6:40 yesterday, Lloyd. Uh-huh. He said he thinks that Kevin Stefanski, he believes Kevin Stefanski is going to be the one to lead the charge over the new quarterback or quarterbacks, plural. We have Mary Kay on at 8:20. She said that she believes Andrew Berry is going to lead that charge. I want to know, based on your media brethren, who you believe is going to lead the charge and who you want to lead the charge to find the new quarterback or quarterbacks, because you might be doing a two-for-one here in the same offseason. What do you want to do?
Well, I think it's going to be a collaborative effort. I think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are going to work together and figure it out. I think Andrew will be not only consulting the scouting department, the personnel department side of things, but I think Kevin's going to have input. Do I think Kevin makes the final decision? Probably not, because that, you know, that is Andrew's department technically. But I do feel like that Kevin's got the car keys back and that he is going to get to run the offense that he wants to run again. And it is on Andrew Berry to find that player that actually fits the offense. And hopefully they don't take a guy that they're going to try and mold into fitting Kevin Stefanski's offense like we've seen them do.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Tony, you got anything more for the man?
Daryl, I just said the national championship game should be tonight. Why is it Monday night?
Thoughts, opinions.
If you want the most casual fans, you want the biggest amount of eyeballs that don't have other things to do or going to bed early because they got work the next day, tonight should be the game.
I don't disagree with you. They do have to make some changes with the layout of this thing. And part of it is that they're trying to still appease the old-fashioned bowl coalition, right? They're still trying to use the bowls and stuff like that. I think that the first two rounds should be on college campuses. I don't know how you can ask college kids, colleges, to fan bases to be traveling for three straight weekends to get to a national championship game. I think that's one thing that they absolutely need to change. They got to tighten it up. It just feels like that this should have already been played, not even just tonight, Anthony. I feel like the college national championship should have been last week. Should have been played last week. So, too much dead time for me in between conference championship weekend and then the college football playoff, whatever, first round or whatever you want to call the thing. They need to tighten the timeline up a little bit instead of playing it, January 20th will be the national title game? That's just a little late in the year for me. Well, technically early in the year, but you know what I'm saying. It's late in the year as far as the actual season goes.
Daryl, thank you for the hot times. All the best.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend. Ken, would you like me to send those documents over to you for some nighttime
reading? I almost sit there and read through all of them documents.
Might put you to sleep.
He's the one who took the LSAT. Lima took it. I didn't take it. All right, Daryl, thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You as well. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.